The mixed reaction to the renewed talks could be seen in the comments of Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa. Before negotiations got underway, he said he was pessimistic about the chance of success, but is now stressing that the talks must be given a chance. An informal survey of the mood on the streets of Beirut, where some areas are still being rebuilt after a 2006 conflict with Israel, turned up repeated expressions of pessimism. The only variation seemed to be the reason for the low expectations. Some, like Hashim, an oil business consultant, were suspicious of Israeli motives, especially in light of past promises not to keep building on Palestinian lands.
I think with the current Israeli government, they're not going to give in to anything. They've already drawn the line where they want the borders to be. The settlements aren't going away, so what's going to change? Nothing's going to change. The Israelis are not willing to budge on any of that. Ever since the Oslo Peace Treaty, the amount of settlements are increased exponentially. So they don't care.
Others, like this student, Justine, spreads the blame, saying the region is not ready for peace.
Everyone is telling me that the war will come soon, come back. It could be with Israel or it could be a civil war again. No one thinks that the country is at peace now. So a peace talk in Washington, I don't think it will change the atmosphere here.
Others expressed hostility to even the idea of talks. This young man is between jobs as a telecommunications consultant.
Any peace talks with the Israelis is a kind of surrender by traitors. That's how I see the peace talks. There shouldn't be any peace talks with the Israelis. There's no basis for peace talks. Somebody came and took your land, so what kind of peace talks? What are you negotiating? The only solution for it is to get out of that land. That's it.
Others, such as this young woman, Yasmin, says there could be a practical solution if conditions were different.
It's like a business deal. So when there's like common interest, then maybe we can get to a certain agreement for like a truce. But if there's no interest or common grounds, then yeah, no.
The popular view of an unfair situation regarding the Palestinians is shared by many intellectuals and officials as well. But some, like Paul Salem, the director of the Carnegie Middle East Center, offers a glimmer of hope the talks could succeed.
What we're talking about here is a settlement, not a just peace. That's very sad, that's very unfortunate, but that also seems to be the reality. And many Palestinian leaders and other leaders around the world also acknowledge this difficulty. How do you adjust to a situation which is not just, but at the end of the day also life needs to go on?
Salem adds the Palestinians need a homeland of sorts, even if it's not the homeland they deserve, and has a growing sense of the need to move forward. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.